Well, well, well. Look who's awake. It must be very jarring to wake up bound to an unfamiliar bed in an unfamiliar room. Don't try to get up. Fighting against those binding spells in your weakened state will only hurt you. I'm sure you have questions, and I'll try to answer them the best I can. I'm very accommodating, you know. As you can probably tell by the runes carved into the walls, the crystals, herbs, and various other magical accoutrements, you are in the office of a very prolific spellcaster. Have you ever met a witch before? I don't mind being your first. Now, as to why you are here, I wish I could give you a more favorable answer. However, being brought to a place and confined against your will rarely implies pleasant circumstances. You see, I need to make a living off my work, and a very ornery clan of vampires has decided to bring you in as payment. Of course, you're not the only payment I receive. You're actually more of a necessary material. There's no way I'll have the energy to cast the spells they've requested without some sort of supplement. And one doesn't really keep the 13th family waiting. Oh, right. There are really only supposed to be 12. Well, I suppose they are a very secretive bunch. I'm really only telling you all of this because, well, it's not like you're going to be able to tell anybody else. And it does tend to get rather lonely in my kind of work. In any case, I don't believe it should be that shocking. It's not hard to imagine why a brood would want to stay hidden, not have to follow all of those pesky regulations, not be drawn into the media coverage surrounding the other families. Still, they're every bit as powerful as any of the other 12. They've just taken more subtle approaches to things. And they come to me because I can get things done quickly. You see, while most other spellcasters need some time to recharge between complex spells, I can refill my energy using non-conventional means. After all, my grandmother was a succubus. Now you're getting it. I suppose, if you'd like, you could look at it like I really need your help. You're absolutely indispensable to me right now. Without you, I couldn't hope to complete the proper binding spells on this collar before that rogue vampire they've captured escapes. Honestly, I never really understood the point in having that much power if you're not going to be sane enough to use it. Well, anyway. While I'm sure discussing the work they've done, exploring the limits of the vampire virus would be fun, we're on quite a tight schedule. First, I'm going to need to take off your clothes, really see what I'm working with. Don't worry, you don't need to get up. Having to use your hands to take off clothing is so inconvenient, don't you think? And I do like what I see. I'm sure you hear it a lot, but you're very beautiful. Your body is... well, if I were more artistically inclined, I'd be tempted to make a sculpture. Seeing as I'm not, I'm just going to get my hands and mouth on as much of you as I can. Do you like that? Feels good to have my mouth on your skin, right? Don't fight it. Shh, just relax. Let me take what I want from you. Good girl. Are you starting to feel a bit fuzzy? Maybe a little less inhibited? That's the extra pheromones activating. They're not quite as potent as they would be if I was pure-blooded, but I don't consider it a huge loss. These nipples of yours are so cute. I love the way they harden under my tongue. I guess I can't get too carried away like this. You make it so easy to get lost exploring this body of yours. It's almost unfair. Don't worry, I'll continue to work my way down. You're not going unsatisfied tonight. First, though, I think these legs are demanding my attention. Your thighs are so nice and soft. Perfect for sinking my teeth into. Looks like I'm not the only one aroused. But, you know, you do have another leg I have to kiss my way up. Magical pawns. They're so convenient. I can place any of your limbs wherever I want them. They'll stay nice and still for me. But don't think I can't feel you trying to struggle against my hold. But the question here is, are you trying to get closer to my lips or further from them? Either way, you're not moving. It makes it quite easy to stroke this cute little pussy of yours. Nice and wet. Exactly what I wanted to see. And feel. And taste. Delicious. I'm such a pretty pussy. Oh, fuck. It's been so long since I've had who tastes as good as you. Hey. Wanna see my favorite wand? I mean, I am a witch, so I should have one, right? Okay, I know that's not how magic works, of course. I spend a lot of time alone, just let me make the joke. Very nice reaction. You know, there are probably spells that do this, but I prefer the feeling of a toy in my hand. It's much more tactile. Plus, something to grind against is always nice. You're very in touch with your sexuality, eh? Your energy comes pretty easily. You're not repressed at all. It's nice. What's also nice is the way you tense up when I rub this toy along your slip. Very, very nice, but, you know, I think you might enjoy the toy somewhere else. Your pussy is more than wet enough for me to just slide it in. This vibrator filling your pussy feels nice, doesn't it? Slowly sliding in and out of you. Want me to fuck you a little faster? Good girl. I can't let such a concession go unrewarded, can I? I think maybe you can handle both. You're absolutely delicious, you know. I don't think I could ever get tired of this. It's going to be so unfortunate. When I modify your memory. And drop you off in a forest somewhere. Of course I can. One simple little spell. I say simple. Really. It does require a lot of concentration and precision. I lose focus for a second, and I erase your whole childhood. No parts of your vocabulary. The ability to swallow. Ability to recognize faces. I think I remember hearing something in university about this, actually. Someone actually erased the entire English language from someone's head. It must have been really awful to fix. Of course. This man is a cautionary tale. I was actually taught to reverse that sort of thing. Not cause that. It's apparently morally wrong to even attempt. Are you close? And this is the feeling of my mouth and this vibrator on your pussy. And make you want to come. I'm ready when you are. I want to feel you come with my tongue. I'm not gonna stop until I make it happen. Come on. Come for it. Give me what I want. Be a good girl. Come for me right now. Yeah. That's it. Good girl. Give me all that energy. Yeah. That's it. Let me help you ride it out. Just like this. Thank you. You were an excellent help. You might be feeling kind of sleepy. Nice and relaxed now, right? Don't mind me. drift off. I'll probably be back for seconds once I run out of energy again, so you really should sleep while you can. I'll wake you up, make you come, erase your memory. It'll be like I never existed, and this entire ordeal will be neatly sealed off in your mind somewhere. Shh. I'll let you go soon, don't you worry about that, and just let yourself drift off. Sleep well.